Now, the greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, welcome to the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. 57 episodes deep, Steve. Basically, we covered the entire year of 2020 with Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Big thank you to everybody that that checked it out and hopefully enjoyed listening to this thing. It's our wrap-up show for you today.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the year and
how messed up my voice is.
Yeah, and how we
trying.
We had a hell of a year in here, and we know you did too.
Everybody did.
So hopefully, you know, we've given you a little bit of escape on this. The problem for us is that just like you, we wake up every morning and read the news.
Which, you know, let's face it, last year, 2020, waking up and reading the news was different than almost any other year on record. Like by the time you got to work, you were angry, or you were sad, or you were worried, or whatever. You never came in feeling great.
Sure. And one thing we know, just like with any conversation at the bar, what are you not supposed to talk about? You're not supposed to talk about religion. You're not supposed to talk about politics. You don't want to talk about any of the stuff that, you know what I mean, can lead to confrontation or just unnecessary, just crappy conversation.
Right. People get in a
bad mood. And one thing that we try to do is not bring up religion, because religion is as polarizing as politics, and politics played a big part in this year, and everybody's got their own different political spin on things. But you look at a story and you think, hey, well, this would be a good story, you know, because, the president just mispronounced the name of some place.
Right.
Like Yosemite or whatever. But you realize we're not going to talk about that because it won't be about the pronunciation.
It becomes political in a heartbeat.
Everybody butchers
you
words.
You just don't like something. It's like, no, yeah. Dude, look, he said Yosemite.
Right.
Normally we could just have fun with this, but
exactly.
Everything...
It's
people
so political.
Are so charged up, like, oh my God, are you saying that the President of the United States? Blah, blah, blah.
No.
No, we said he can't say Yosemite. Yeah, he said Yosemite. Just like Smokey Robinson said Chinooka.
Right.
We're not insulting the man's career.
Or the Jewish religion.
Right. He said Chinooka.
Any of these things. But you really have to weigh those things. When people are just so, you know what I mean, kind of on the backs of their heels. You know, we want to talk about a lot of different stuff. We just have to be very particular about the way that we present it. And then, like anything else, you know, Steve, you're homeschooling your kids.
Jesus Christ.
There's all these things going on that are behind the scenes. And our job is to come in here and act like that none of that crap is going on. Basically.
But it's a weird two-way thing because this year was particularly difficult to do the show in the sense of feeling very positive when you start the show, because especially over the summer, all right? I'm a black dude. George Floyd is killed. All these black guys are getting killed by cops. There's social unrest everywhere. Obviously, I have a strong opinion. Some people would even email me, what do you think? Like, the fuck do you think I think, man? You know, like, I'm angry about this, man. I'm hostile. And politically, no matter what side of the fence you're on, you're angry about something because it's just so caustic now. You know, no one works together. So with everyone duking it out, you know, it trickles down to the average person. But by 2 o'clock, regardless of how we felt, it was important to us, you know, to say, like, look, man, everyone needs a break. The funny thing is, by 2:15, you're in it, and we felt great. I mean, honestly, this show became an escape for us, too.
It did.
So it was tough to get to 2 o'clock, because by the time the show starts, you just want, like, I hate everybody and everything.
Right.
2:15, we're already laughing, man.
It
was great.
And you got to remember, as far as the show goes, you know, we were giving COVID updates.
Yes, Mike, weed helped.
You know, we definitely helped. We were giving COVID updates because that was necessary. This is all new. What businesses are open? How have they adjusted?
Yeah, early on, man.
So many restaurants have closed down. So many businesses have not done well, you know. We did not know, basically, the audience's reaction. Are you guys going to be there for us, you know, Monday through Friday? Because, you know, for us, we go outside and have a cigarette, and Steve and I were the only people downtown, it seemed like. We'd look around. And
I mean,
was
there was
just,
no one
it was
on
quiet.
The street.
You look out the windows, and there's no traffic. There's no cars on I-5. It was almost like, you know, like the population was just gone.
It was like the beginning of 28 Days Later, the movie.
It was a weird thing. You know, like, where did everybody go?
And then the first groups of people that we started to see downtown were angry because it was the social unrest. So, like, the only people you saw
were breaking windows.
Right. And they're raging. You know, understandably, you're angry. There's a better way maybe to behave. But it's like either there's no one or it's angry people. And that was for months.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just like, Jesus
Christ. And it was always our street because the police precinct is right down the street. If you're going to go down to Westlake, you're going to march by our place.
Always our building.
You know, God forbid Starbucks exists or any of these companies, because you can find a bone to pick with anybody if you really dig deep enough. So their windows are getting broken. Everything's all boarded up. You know?
Starbucks is the root of all evil. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Yeah. And not only that, but, you know, we had lost our syndication, which was a horrible way to start the year.
Lost Robin.
we lost Robin because we lost the syndication. So, we, you know, we're losing family. We're losing everything that we worked for, which is the one thing we always wanted to do is to get syndicated. And we failed. You know what I mean? It didn't work out. And that was like, that was another pill we had to swallow. So it was like, you swallowed the professional pill. What's going on with you personally? Mike, we know you were supposed to get married. It was all these things.
And but the thing is, everyone's year was crap. And we knew that. So we're like, let's try not to.
Look who's calling me now. I've been waiting for 3 days. The COVID test finally.
Jesus H. Christ. Are you kidding? They're calling right now.
I know they're calling
right
now.
This is when they're calling.
They're calling. I knew this was going to happen. I've been like emailing them like nonstop. And this right now.
Right at this moment.
Now they hung up.
Uh-huh.
That's this year.
This is a year.
That's this year. You know what I mean? In a nutshell right there. That was the Monday phone call I was waiting for, Mike, to find out what the hell the deal was, if I can get that COVID test or not, right? So anyway, we appreciate you sticking with us. We appreciate, and what we found was that you guys were here more than anything. So we really appreciate that. We're sorry that we couldn't do our 15-year party. We did have a party planned.
Yes, we did.
We had a Red Festival that was going to be, you know, crazy. We had a beer with a Legion that we're still working on, but it didn't get put out this year like it was supposed to, based on a number of reasons. And one of the main reasons is we wanted to put out a draft beer. And what's the point of having a draft beer if you can't go to the bar? Can't sit in a bar and drink one, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, everything's frustrating. Right? But honest to God, 2 to 6, that was the best part of the year. Coming, because by the time we're done, I mean, sure, you got home and the news was back to being the news, but I'm like, I actually laughed for 4 hours. You know, my wife, you know, I'd get home and she's like, how are you? I'm like, you know, man, we had a good show. We laughed about this. She's like, I've been teaching the goddamn kids all day to drink. Like, oh, right. I forgot how crappy your life is right now.
So let's just leave you with one. If you're downloading this today, you will hear this on Friday's show. We just figured we'd throw you a bone. Ted actually did a pretty good job this year on Ted versus the FCC. The last Ted versus the FCC was probably one of the more epic ones ever. I mean, it was just so short and sweet, done with, and it was a big loss. But just for your pleasure here, we're going to leave you with this one. We're going to get set for the show. We're running late today, so this is the last one for the year. We'll talk to you again next year. But we're going to leave you right now with every miss from Ted versus the FCC from the year that was 2020. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. So sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on the sheets of silk slits.
Three times fast.
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on sheets of silk Schlitz.
One!
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some sheepishly sitting Schlitz shippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on...
Oh!
Jane shuffles, shifts, and sits slyly on shaving Shelly's shiny clip. Shuffle, shift, Shelly sit, shift, sit, shuffle, sit.
And go.
Shane shuffles, shifts, and sits slyly on shaving Shelly's shiny clip. Shuffle, shift, Shelly shit.
Oh, no.
Maybe she needs to.
I guess I didn't know.
Nick licks thick ducks, and Chuck sucks duck chicks. But sometimes Nick sucks Chuck's duck, and Chuck licks Nick's thick ducks. I farted.
Three times fast.
Nick licks thick ducks, and Chuck sucks duck chicks. But sometimes Nick sucks Chuck's duck.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks.
Lollipop?
Three times fast.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks.
One.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks.
Two.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored...
On a shiny ship, Rick Rock soaks cork, and Rick docks sucks chalk. But in the city ship, Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk, and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork. They are cork soakers and chalk suckers.
Three touchbacks.
On a shiny ship, Rick Rock soaks. Cork and Rick Doc sucks chalk. But on the city ship, Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork. They are cork soakers and chalk suckers.
One.
On a shiny ship, Rick Rock soaks cork and Rick Doc sucks chalk. But on a city ship, Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk, and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork. They are cork soakers and chalk suckers.
That is two.
On a city ship, Rick Rock soaks cork, and Rick Doc sucks chalk. But on the city ship, Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk, and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork.
Oh!
One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutters, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. Four sock cutters, they cut socks.
Three times fast.
One sock cutter, he Super shy Shazam slyly sits on super slitted sheets and super shiny ambulance while slyly slitting super shiny slitted sheets.
Three times fast.
Super shy Shazam slyly sits on a super slitted sheets and super shiny ambulance while slyly slitting super shiny slitted sheets.
One.
Super shy Shazam slyly shyly sat at a shiny Shazam sushi city sushi shop.
Three times fast.
She shyly
Oh, that's past tense. That's not gonna work.
Even past tense is bad.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets. If the sleet is not slit on the sheet, I will not sit diagonally.
Three times fast.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets, and the sheet is not slit on the sheet, I will not sit diagonally.
One.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets, and the sheet is not slit on the sheet, I shall not sit diagonally.
Two.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on sheets.
Oh.
Light clicks. It's lit. Click it. Let's light. It's clip. Clicked. It's lit. Clipped. And clicked.
Three times fast.
Lights click. It's lit. Click it. Let's lit. It's clip. Clicked. It's lit. Clipped. And clicked.
One.
Lights click. It's lit. Click it. Lights lit. It's clip. Clicked. It's lit. Clipped. And clicked.
Two.
Lights click. It's lit. Click it. Lit's lit. It's clip. It's lit. Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his thick pick in less rough fluff.
Three times fast.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his big, thick pick and less rough fluff.
One.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick, all right, is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his thick pick and less rough fluff.
Two.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick must now stick his big thick pick and less rough fluff.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
At the Sit Shack, they serve hard porn core, poor core, and soft poor corn. In the Sit Shack, you sit on a sheet sack, and the sheet sacks at the sack are soft and saggy.
Three times fast.
At the Sit Shack, they serve hard poor corn and soft poor corn. In the Sit Shack, You sit on a sheet shack, and then the sheet sacks at the shack are soft and saggy?
One!
At the sit...
Oh!
All right. Mrs. Puggy Wuggy has a square cut punt. Not a punt cut square, just a square...
Oh, God! Jesus. Well, that's There you go. 2020 wrapped up in one fun adventure. We didn't even get to the first read
there. You
didn't
even get to the fast part.
That was fun. You will be hearing that exactly as it's told.
Hey, you know what?
Jesus.
Sorry. I don't know, hey, man. Sorry.
You said it so slow and deliberate.
this is not going to fly today.
That's what she's got, all right? It's square.
It's fine
it
for
is
me.
It is what it is.
It's fine with me.
I'll take it. It's been a long year.
He's a win.
Jeez, man, that's
what
bad.
A way to finish the year.
And Ted versus the FCC.
You've been listening to The Greatest Story Never Told with Miles and Thrill on Radio.com.
Oh, man. A Double Flush production.